السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة المفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا في يوم كثير في الماندي مورنينج 21st of July 24th of Muharram 47. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an apa afiyat and may the ummah benefit from your beautiful nasihat and advices. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. آمين آمين to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians داود موتا and جنيد موتا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Muharram 1447. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 50, Surah Qaf, and verses 41 and 42. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us what will occur, what will happen on the day of justice, the day of judgment. It is an article of faith. Every true Muslim male and female has to believe in that and remember what will happen. I just read for you and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states. وَتَرَ النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. When you see the people on the day of justice, you will think they intoxicated and drunk. Nay, they are not intoxicated, but the punishment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is very, very severe. Chapter 22, Suratul Hajj, and verse number 2. You see chapter number 99, Surah Zilzal, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. That entire surah speaks about what will unfold and what will happen on the day of justice, the day of judgment. So now Almighty Allah is telling us that occasion takes place, that incident takes place, that everybody, everything shall perish on that day. Chapter 28, verse 88. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Then what happens after that? So this is where we are now. Chapter number 50, and that is Surah Qaf, verses 41, 42. وَاسْتَمِعْ. And listen attentively. This is the glory, beauty, style of the noble Quran. Kathratul huruf tadullu ala kathratil ma'ani. The more letters there are in a word, the greater emphasis in the meaning. So it means that wastami', if you say isma', listen. And istami', wastami', it means listen attentively. So listen attentively, O Muslim, O human being. يَوْمَ يُنَادِ الْمُنَادِ. The announcer will announce. Who will be the announcer? Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember that we believe in Nabi Jibreel, we believe in the angels, and the angels and malaika are who? The famous one, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam, and Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam. He has already taken the trumpet and placed it in his mouth. Almighty Allah knows all the details. We don't know it, but we believe in it because it's enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. Yawma yunadil munad. So listen attentively, the day of justice. Yunadil munadi, when the announcer will announce, Israfil alayhi salatu salam. مِمَّكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. And remember that will be the new world order. Everything here in this world will perish, and then a new world will be created, everything new. So it will be as though as that announcement is made from a place that's very, very near us, irrespective of which city, which country, which continent we might be in. And remember the hadith in Ibn Majah and Musnad Ahmad. Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Aftina fi baytil maqdis ya Rasulallah, Aftina fi baytil muqaddas ya Rasulallah. Both ways you can pronounce it. You ya Rasulallah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam, you give us the verdict regarding baytul muqaddas, baytul maqdis, Jerusalem and surroundings. Call he Habibuna Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hiya ardul mahshar wal manshar. It is the day, place where the resurrection will take place. So the ulama, especially in the Arab world and Palestine, they said, take this Quranic verse and take that hadith mentioned in Ibn Majah and Mim makanin qareeb. So the nearest place they will hear the announcement will be there in Palestine, and for everybody else also, then it will become near. So that is how they interpret that hadith. So remember, we can interpret it, but we say, Wallahu A'lam, there are many other ways you can interpret it as well. Now what will happen? The people have all perished, and now the people are in doubt, like unconscious and so forth. Yawma yasma'una swayhata bilhaq. And on that day they will hear a swayha. Swayha means a mighty, mighty blast. So now when we hear sounds and so forth, we have that fear. What's happening? Is a bomb or what's happening? So now that will be, the whole world will hear this mighty, mighty blast. And that refers to the resurrection bilhaq. And it is the truth that is, nobody can deny it. How death is inevitable, the day of justice is inevitable. And people, the first time, they will perish and everybody will be destroyed. And the second time, that when this blast will come, then we all will be resurrected. Because now is time for hisab and the account and the reckoning and accountability. So me and you as Muslims should always make dua. The following dua and supplication for ourselves, chapter number 3, verse number 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ya Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. And for our deceased, now our parents, our siblings, our children, so and so have passed away, whether we know them or not. But they are Muslims, so they have that right upon us. We should remember them in our du'as and supplications. Surah 14, Surah chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, and verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, that is, the true believers who passed away with Iman, anywhere in the world. Yawma yaqumul hisab. The day the reckoning is established. See what Allah Ta'ala says. Dhalika yawmul khuruj. That is the day of emergence, where you will come out. You will come out from your grave. You will come out from the ocean and the river and the sea, where your body was not retrieved. You will come out from the places where you were cremated. Allah Jalla wa Ala will resurrect each one of us. The non-Muslims could not understand this, and they did not want to understand it. They went to a graveyard cemetery nearby, and then they brought the bones from there, and they asked Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْإِذَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. In the ending of Surah Yasin, chapter number 36, that they said, who will give life to these bones whilst they are disintegrated and decomposed? Qul, you ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, answer and respond to them. Yuhyi alladhi ansha'aha awwala marra. The same Allah who created us and created you the first time, He will resurrect us. He created us from that semen and sperm. So for Him to resurrect us, what is the problem? There's no problem in that. Chapter number 36, Surah Yasin, verses 78 and 79. So therefore, this will be the real day of justice. Maliki yawmiddin. So therefore, Islam calls it, right in the beginning of the noble Quran, the day of justice. Here in this world, you know, that people bribe the judge, people bribe the politicians, and so many underwheeling dealing go on and so forth. But there will be a complete justice for everybody. When the final decision is made and we enter Jannah and Paradise, Jannatul Firdausil A'la, then it is Fadlam wa Rahmatam min Allahi Jalla Wala, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when a person is dispatched to Jahannam and the Hellfire, Allah forbid Aliyazu Billah, then that is Adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 25th of Muharram, 1447, in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. It is day number 654. Today is Monday. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday in the weekend, 5 jutlas were dispatched to hell. If you are a new listener and you don't know what the meaning of jutlas, it refers to Jews. So we are very happy about it. A khuya juat is a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. And the Afrikaners, the Boer who teach us under apartheid, you are so stingy, just like a Jew. You see that? Now these 8 centers they got there, you see, between the Americans and the Israelis. So United Nations have said that these 8 centers are actually what? Meant to kill and kill the Palestinians. They have become death camps and death traps. And 100%, every day the Zionists, the apartheid, the pigs and the swines and the monkeys and the donkeys, that's what Quran Sharif calls them. In chapter number 5, verse number 60, and in chapter number 62 and verse 5, so they are the ones that their target is 100 Palestinians must be killed per day. So remember, but they will tell the world media, no, that we only target those who are terrorists in Hamas. That story is no more being believed by majority of the people. 18 people passed away now in the weekend due to hunger and starvation. Where is the world? Where is United Nations? Where is the ICC, ICJ? Where are the Arab countries, the Murtaddeen, the Haramiyin, the Ghaddareen and Munafiqeen? Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan and Egypt, your Bahrain and Morocco. All Haramis, all Murtaddeen. Remember that just from their borders they can see all these places here. But no help goes in. America will get upset. Israel will get upset. These are the biggest terrorists on the face of the earth. And the world is witnessing ethnic cleansing in Gaza. And that's what's written in the Haaretz newspaper by Gideon Levy. Hindi Rajab Foundation, you know, they put 300 and more bullets in her and in her car. She was vehicle, in the vehicle where she was traveling. And then they murdered and martyred her, a 6-year-old girl. So the Hindi Rajab Foundation says that you, the Belgium government, you must arrest these jutlas for flying the flag there. Remember, during the musical festival and so forth. So they're trying to put pressure at different places. So this Israeli Defense Force, that they say the most moral army in the world, but they, we know the world has seen through all the visuals and so forth, that the most immoral army in the world, and they say the only democracy in the world, the biggest haramis on this earth. And if you don't know what harami means, it refers to an illegitimate child, but it means a bee, a big bee, and that is what they are, and therefore it's called BB. You see that, the harami, the war criminal. So they're playing a game with the youth and the teens there in Gaza. They say, today we're going to shoot their heads. Next day they say, we'll shoot them in the chest. Next day they say, we will shoot them in the privates. You see that? So that is the game they are playing there with our children and so forth. But Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah stick does not make a noise. Allah masallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya qawiyu ya aziz. Ya Allah, you punish these Americans and these jutlas and haramis and send them to jail, whether it be Trump or whether it be Bibi, whether it be Smotrich or Ben Gvir. Whether it is all these war criminals, humiliate them and disgrace them in this world and in the year after. Israel to fund tours for MAGA. Now can you believe that? Israel will send people there to bolster support for him, for him, Trump. Because Trump's name is tarnished, the Republican Party is tarnished, that the girl who Trump raped at the age of 12, 13, 14, then he admitted he raped her, and he's telling her that you should be honored that your virginity was removed by a person like Donald Trump. So this is the scum you have, America, you messes or asses, remember that. And you vote for such a criminal, 34 charges he has already that are proven in court and so forth. So he says that this Epstein case is all just a farce and so forth. So it's a farce, then what the hell you are paying all the women for and so forth. So there in Japan, that the politics now is in turmoil. Because the current government could not get the outright majority. They needed 50, they got 47. So big problems there in Japan as well. UNRWA says Israel is deliberately starving the Palestinians. And the world can see it and so forth. In Syria, there in Suwaida, remember thus far, this past week, 1,100 people and more were killed. Some were Muslims and some were Kuffar Shias. The Shias are dispatched straight to hell. Fariqun fil jannati wa fariqun fil sa'ir. And our martyrs will enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla. So the Bedouins are saying they Sunnis, that if these Shias, these Druze, they come our side, we will start shooting, remember. Then we will not worry about ceasefire and so forth. And it's right. If you say ceasefire and you come in our territory. So remember, Israel wants to steal the whole Golan Heights. So America is worried little, but they worry about nothing but just to tell the world that we are concerned. Remember, that's the word they use about what's happening there in Syria. That there will be regional unrest and so forth. Their aim, America's aim, is what? Just to protect Israel and steal the oil and the gas from everywhere. That's the underlying factor. You must be a moron if you don't understand that. Moscow, the airports in Moscow, not one, several airports were closed temporarily because of the drones coming from Ukraine and so forth. Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, apologizes to the Pope. Because they demolished the church there in Gaza, the Catholic Church. So what good it is your apology? We must name you, shame you, and nail you, and you must pay reparations and compensation for your 80 years plus minus apartheid. So that is what we must do with these jutlas. Teach them a lesson and kick them out from our countries. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on his fatal illness, during the fatal illness, and said, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Expel the Jews and Christians and non-Muslims, it means, from the Arab Peninsula. But these idiots today, and murtads and apostates of today, they're inviting more Jews and more Christians in their countries. They put licking them. أَيَبْتَغُونَ إِنَّهُ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. They think that if they make America happy or Israel happy, then they will get honor and dignity. But Allah is humiliating them daily and daily. So Prince Walid bin Khalid, you see, he's a prince. And now for 20 years he was in coma. They tried every medicine, every specialist, every doctor, but everything is in the power of Almighty Allah. 20 years in coma, one of the richest families. You see, the Ahle Saud, Allahumma ahlik Ahle Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Samud, Allah decimate them. So he died and so forth and so on. So whether it was a test or the punishment, only Almighty Allah knows. But we will say it's a lesson for all of us. Allah is teaching us, I control the entire universe and creation. In Pakistan, a very strange story took place. Moana Salim, you studied there, I studied there in the 70s. So now what happens? One person was very, very upset with this camel. The camel came in his farm and he got a hold of that camel and it amputated and he, this person, cut the leg of the camel. So the real owner of the camel rushed it, you see, to the medical fraternity. They put a prosthetic leg and all that on that camel. Now that camel is walking and he wants to run and so forth. So they are very, very upbeat about it, you know, very, very delighted and excited and so forth. So that's a Pakistani camel running there in Karachi, you see that. Iran, you, she, us, and sympathizers, Iran is suffering a terrible heat wave, 50 degrees, and there's a water shortage there as well. Kabul, the first capital in the world to experience grave, grave problems with water. So may Almighty Allah alleviate their plight. May Almighty Allah send more and more mercy to them, rain and water and other bounties and favors. So Allah Ta'ala help the Taliban and the people there in Afghanistan. They are an Indonesian ship. Now it caught fire. So now the people are in the ship. What do they do? So many of them just jumped into the ocean and so forth. Now the chances of survival are almost zero. But that is what happened. So therefore we read the dua as Muslims and mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-gharaqi wal-haraqi. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from gharaq, that I drown, and from haraq, and that we get burnt, and so forth. So that's the dua supplication we should read. Because things like this, then you don't have time to prepare anything. You see that? It happens so quick. Then, but if it happens, the person is burnt, the person drowns, and he or she has Iman and Islam and they passed away like that, then the second hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Al-Ghariqu Shaheedun, Wal-Hariqu Shaheedun, people who have drowned and they passed away with Iman and Islam, or they were burnt and so forth, so they will be considered as Shuhada and martyrs in the year after. Bangladesh, the largest party there is the Islamic Party, and they say that when the elections happens, we want free and fair elections. We don't want dandli. Do you know what is dandli? Dandli is rigging of the elections. You know, in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, too much rigging. You see that? Because the politicians, majority are like South Africans. South African politicians, pakka chor. You see, big crooks, remember. Germany also woke up. They're helping Israel. And now they say, no, when Gaza will be rebuilt, and we also want to assist and so forth. Everybody wants a piece of the cake, you see, a slice of the cake. Because the gas is there, the oil is there, so many other things are in Gaza. So all this, we want to destroy Hamas, we want to destroy the Palestinians. It's just an excuse so that they can lay their hands there on the gas and oil. And that is what Israel and America are all about. All parties, biggest terrorists and haramis. Let's come to the local news here, South African news. So, Matt, you know the ANC secretary. So what his name? That he says that you see, Fikile. So Fikile says, oh, Chunu. Chunu is the minister of police. He must stand aside. He must let go now. That he has disgraced us and humiliated us publicly and in all ways. So it's better that now he stands one side and he like resigns and so forth. Cool conditions in South Africa this week, yeah, because there'll be rain and so forth. We were in Durban. Wonderful trip. Allah Ta'ala reward all the trustees, all the imams, all the ulama and the public. Wonderful jalsa yesterday there. Hafiz Zabihullah son, mashallah, Hafiz Muhammad, and the Dada was beaming, and he was so elated and delighted, and why not remember that? So Haji, that Ghulam Dawood, so it is his son, Hafiz Zabihullah. Hafiz Muhammad, his grandson, and mashallah, he became Hafiz of the Noble Quran, and plenty, so many ulama were there in the Jalsa. I was really very happy about that. And you know that, mashallah, we had a Jamaat and people came from Medina Munawwara and they were there also. And five of them I met personally. So Allah Ta'ala kamiyabi ata farmai, Allah accept him. Allah Ta'ala bless the parents, the grandparents and all of them. And they really went out of their way, mashallah. And my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, Allah Ta'ala reward him. Every way he was taking us around. Now there's Gayton McKenzie, our Minister of Sport and Culture. So now the public protector says by end of August, the report will be out, that it is alleged that he is blocking funds to the South African roadies. So the roadies means these guys who are running and athletes and so forth and so on. He's not giving them the full amount that were promised to them. So big problems there for him. Now there's two things that happened now in the weekend, you see. So yesterday people were sending to me that, and I'm sure they sent it to you. It went viral. So they call us the bomb squad. So they're in Kensington in Cape Town. So they poke in that item there, but you find the MJC's halal certificate there. You see that? So now, and you must be careful how you pronounce this, because you need to know Afrikaans. So they wrote there another V-A-R-K. Then they wrote U-P. So Fark. Fark means the pig. So another Fark up. Fark up. You see that? V-A-R-K. By the MJC. When will these halal organizations ever learn? They humiliated this grace. I told you 100 times, 1,000 times. I personally have no confidence in any one of them, nor in South Africa, nor Africa, nor anywhere in the world. Wherever I travel, I always ask them that, how do you all deal with all this halal? It's a shame and disgrace for the MJC. We have to name them, shame them, and nail them. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time as well. Then another very, very bad, an indictment upon us, the Muslims, you see. So now there in Rosebank, so many people sent this incident to me, and it's all on video. Now then it's gone viral. So now the youngsters or whoever, Muslims definitely were involved. There's no question about it. What is the truth we must speak? So there might be some non-Muslims, but we are addressing the Muslims. Now they go there. You see, it's all to do with pride and arrogance. We are the main ones. We are the main guys. Now you rev the car, burr. So that chef came out just to tell them politely that take it easy, you guys. You're causing so much disturbance, this, that. Who the hell are you to come and tell us? And now he's assaulted. So you should lay a charge of assault. Never mind the perpetrators are Muslim. Islam stands for justice, you must remember that. It's a shame and disgrace, our children, our youth. Not all of them, but some of them. Definitely are out of control because we, the parents, have given them so much money and so much freedom. You'd be questioned about this. Quran Kareem states, chapter 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, O you who believe, save yourselves, your children, your grandchildren from the fire. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyya, that every one of you is a shepherd and you'll be questioned regarding your flock. May Almighty Allah protect us from all these mufsideen and troublemakers and mischief makers. When the Muslims are wrong, we must say they are wrong. We don't have to side with the Muslims when they're wrong. That is ta'assub. And ta'assub means being prejudiced. And when you are prejudiced, remember, then you are not a true Muslim. Go read the whole chapter on Asabiya there in Mishkat Sharif and so forth. Inshallah, our program today, 8:30 to 9, with Mazaid will interview me. We will speak about the Quran Sharif and Hifzul Quran by hearting, memorizing the Quran. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of the Noble Quran. And 2 to 2:30, the report back will be, inshallah, our trip to Durban. And inshallah, tonight, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night, on Ansar Radio, Sirius FN, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, will be the live Q&A. So between 8 and 10 tonight, inshallah, Aziz. Jimah Salim, we have 12, 13 minutes left, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can anyone give the baby a name, or does it have to be an alim?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah celebrated student is Hafiz Ibn Tayyim al-Jawziyyah, so he wrote a wonderful book on this topic which I have, Tuhfatul Mawdud fi Ahkam al-Mawlud. So there is mentioned that the father has the right to name the child, but ethically and, you know, akhlaqan, that your wife carried the baby for 8-9 months, she gave birth, the labor, she's breastfeeding the baby, so you should occasionally give her the right also, that, you know, my darling, my poppy, you name the child, make mashura, the two of you, and so forth. This business that, no, the Maulana and the Pearl, that is not Islam, that is our culture, that is our custom, our tradition. Islamically, the parents must choose the name, but always choose a good name. Why? The hadith in Mishkat Sharif and Abu Dawood, and his hadith is sahih, authentic hadith. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. You will be called by your name and your biological father's name tomorrow on the day of justice. Hence, choose good names, not all these actors and actresses and all these haram characters and so forth. So we should use good names, and inshallah. So the alim, you can ask him the meaning and so forth. But the people who must choose the name should be the parents.
Mufti Saab, my inheritance from my father came to me. It was with me for 3 years. I paid my zakat on it. Now my husband wants to borrow this inheritance money from me. Do I need to pay zakat still on this money if he took it as a loan?
See, yes, sister, I'm very happy that you sent the question here to us, because I have good advice for you, inshallah. Your father passed away. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. You, your siblings, and your children, grandchildren, all should be reading chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُمُ الْحِسَابِ. You received your share, 100,000, 300,000, 500, whatever the amount is. And for 3 years you paid zakat. So that's compulsory, and very good you did so. Now your husband's eyes are no more so much on you. Your husband's eyes are on the money, the budal that came your way, you see that? So now he says, okay, give it to me as a loan. I don't know you. I don't know your husband. So if you're asking me for mashura, that should I give this loan to my husband, my answer will be no. You shouldn't give it to him. And how many incidents we know that the wife gave the inheritance, hundreds of thousands, to her husband, and every time she wants the money back, the husband say, on Sarvekh Park, we will fix up, we will do it, chala kare, all that. So if you really want to give him that loan, so then sign a whole contract and tell him you want collateral. The property or some import, the car or something you must remember, he must put it on your name and so forth and so on. And when he repays you, then that collateral will be returned to you. So meaning the documents you have and so forth and so on. So it doesn't mean you have to transfer it onto your name, but at least you have some collateral and so forth. We call it rahan, you see that? And that is why Islam says, because you can't trust people today. Majority are not really honest. Let us be about, speak the truth. So that is my advice. First advice, don't give it. Second advice, if you really want to give, then make sure you have some collateral from your husband, and not that you just give it to him and then you're at his mercy and he will say, I did this for you, I did this for you. So you did nothing. You had to do it. It's a duty, and you had to fulfill your duty with beauty. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So that is my advice to you, my sister.
Mufti Sahib, a brother asked me about black clothing for women. Where does it come from? Because he says white is the best clothes, and he remembers seeing his mother always wearing white. So Mufti Sahib, can you explain?
Remember the previous question, one part was still left. Let's say you gave your husband the loan, 100,000. So who must pay the zakat? In Islam, the person who gives the loan, he has to pay the zakat always. The person receiving the loan does not pay the zakat, he's in debt. So you have to pay the zakat, although the money you gave to him. So always remember that, and the other advice I gave you. So if you're speaking about Muharram and so forth, and people wearing black clothes and so forth, that's a Shia, that's a sign of the Kafir Shias and so forth. They want, you must just cry for Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. So what about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an? He was martyred. What about Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? They were all martyred. What about Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise? What about Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr of all time and all places, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu an? And we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe he was Sayyidu Shuhada. The hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. So that is what we should realize and what we should understand properly, what our belief structures are. If you are speaking about the normal time, Safar will start this weekend, inshallah. So what happens then, that our women will wear black and so forth? So Islam teaches us, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You, the women, you should stay glued to your homes. So that is your actual parda and hijab and everything. But if and when the need arises, you have to leave your home, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. Then you can't be exposing your beauty. You wear a shocking pink, you understand, dress. Even if the Mawlana sees you, he gets shocked up, you see that? So that, and other people get confused, or you're blowing their fuses. So whether it is black, whether it is brown, whether it is navy, whether it is dark grey, and so all that is permissible. White is permissible, but it must be such that it must not be see-through and transparent. When our women, they wear white, and now you go Makkah, and you are performing tawaf, and the floodlights are so powerful, you can see right through. So to wear that type of clothing that are see-through is totally haram, the hadith in Muslim Sharif. And it is mentioned in Kitabu Zina, the chapter on Quran, clothing and beauty and adornment. Nisa'un kasiyatun ariyatun fil akhirah. Many women who think that they are dressed, they will be totally naked on the year after. Because why? Allah will humiliate them. They lost their haya, their shame, their modesty. Never mind Jannah. Lam yajidna ra'ihat al-jannah. They will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. May Almighty Allah have mercy on our mothers, sisters, daughters, and on all of us as well.
Mufti Sahib, I have a property and I've rented it to a non-Muslim who sells groceries. He also sells pork and liquor. Is the rentals from that property jais for me or not?
My brothers, this is what I can't understand, you know, that I was in Makkah Mukarramah, and many, many years ago this is. The Baji, the old man, he was Gujarati, why? So I'll explain to you. He ate the whole chicken in front of me. And then he asked me, then Mufti Sahib, I halal che? I said, Baji, you ate the whole chicken and now you're asking me. So now let us take this question into perspective. So ABC, right, Pitskit or whatever the guy's name, he came to you and he said, I want to rent your premises. So you'll sign the lease, everything now. So now this Mota is selling wine and swine and what have you and all these things here. So you as a Muslim, I'm asking you, didn't you stipulate when you were drawing up the lease, when you had the agreement and so forth? You know that what Islam says about wine and swine and alcohol and pork and what have you. Quran Kareem states, chapter number 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that do not cooperate and assist in sin and transgression. So your income 100% will be tainted, polluted, not permissible. And that is the verdict of majority scholars. So we should not be looking for loopholes and skullduggery and shortcuts and so forth. It will have a terrible impact upon you and your children because that is your income. So then you tell him no alcohol and no wine and dine and swine and all these things here. And if you want to continue, it's a violation of the lease, or you cancel the lease and then get rid of him if he doesn't want to listen.
Mufti Sahib, is zakat on stock worked out on cost price or selling price?
When I have to pay zakat, you have to pay zakat. So what should be our intention? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 33 of Surah Rum, the Romans, verse 39, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. The people who pay zakat solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will multiply their income and their assets and so forth manifold and multiple times. That is the promise of Allah, chapter 30, verse 39. So when we pay zakat, it must not be a burden. It must be, we want to please Allah, and ma huwa anfa'a lil fuqara. So you will not work with the cost price, you will work with the retail price. So why? So you will end up paying more and more zakat, and more poor people, more destitute people, and poor Muslims will be empowered and so forth. And the primary objective of zakat is the love for Allah Jalla Wala, the love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must increase, and my love and your love for wealth must decrease. Wa innahu lihubbil khayri lashadid. This human being is madly, intensely in love with the wealth he has. Remember this. So we should understand it. It works with the retail price and not with the cost price when you calculate your zakat. And then 2.5% of that will be the zakat that is due upon you. Last question.
Isaf, we got a property out of town. A white farmer wants to sell meat there. Is that permissible?
Same thing, remember that when you want to sell meat, so what he worries about halal and haram and all that. So for you to lease that farm or lease that premises to this person, whether he's white or whether he's green or whether he's pink or whatever, won't be permissible. Always remember the Quran Sharif, the golden maxim, chapter 5, verse number 2. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Cooperate and assist one another in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. You Muslims, be very careful what you eat. The halal logos and then see, bomb squat. And then it's pork and you find a halal sticker on it. So it's a shame and disgrace. But we just eat anything today, now the majority Muslim. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which places you into doubt and opt for that in which there is absolutely no doubt. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.